you know, we don't want to get too carried away in 1 month, but certainly March, the numbers we have for March, labor conditions in the state did improve substantially during the month. What we saw was an addition of a little more than 24,000 new jobs created for the month of March, 24,300 to be exact. And the unemployment rate also fell 0.3%. From 9.4 to 9.1% on a seasonally adjusted basis. So certainly these are good numbers, and it's as far as 2011 goes, we've now seen two pretty solid months out of the three, and again, we look for trends, and we hope this continues.
I looked back through some of my charts, and this looks like it's the lowest number we've had since about May of 2009.
That's correct. We've been, you know, kind of in the mid, when it comes to the unemployment rate, we've been around, you know, in the mid 9.4 pretty consistently now for a number of months. This is our first foray kind of below that benchmark in some time. You know, certainly we hope this is a precursor of things to come. You know, generally you need several months of, you know, job growth in the thousands. You know, you're talking like, you know, tens, 20,000s to see a real impact on the unemployment rate. So, you know, we had a month like this with over 24,000. We had another very good month in January, which is typically not a great month for job growth in the state, and the state added 7,600 jobs that month. So those taken together, you know, have had a tendency to kind of override the month of February when you had very poor weather, which caused a month with lots of job loss. And so what we're seeing now is the unemployment rate fall for a substantial amount, at least to this point.
And I would think that as we get further into this, as April begins to come along and the weather again improves and we start to see construction people going back to work and the hospitality industry beginning to pick up, you'd be surprised if we didn't continue to see at least a little bit of a trend here.
I think that's correct. You know, one thing we've talked about is there are certain, you know, we look at the economy over the whole year. There are certain trends we see every year, you know, regardless of where the overall economy is, you know, good or bad economy. The month of April and May, the months of April and May are typically two of the better months of the year, and for the reasons you cited. What you see is in April and May every year, you see some of the outdoor industries, such as your construction and your tourism. They tend to pick up in those months because, number one, the weather's better, but also an important factor is you have a situation where there's a lot of hiring going on before you have the effect of students, both college and high school, who are entering the labor force for the summer months. So you see the hiring taking place before those people are taken into account, and that tends to the job creation in those months, April and May, therefore is always pretty good, and the unemployment rate always seems to be heading downward for those months when you see that effect happen. So we hope to see that again in 2011 when we're seeing some of these signs of the economy going the right direction, and we remain hopeful.
We've got this situation over here in the Capitol, John, where the 20 weeks extension for unemployment benefits is, as we talk, still kind of up in the air. Even if it passes, people are going to have to reapply. Is that going to cause any kind of a blip in the statistics that you folks see, or will that figure into what you folks do at all?
I mean, it's possible. I think, you know, that's one of the reasons we say that you never want to get carried away on any 1 month. So, if, for example, if you had folks having to reapply and it happened all in the same month, you know, that could be a situation where you have, you know, something that's a little bit of an anomaly for that month, and that's why we always caution to look at the long-term trends beyond just the 1 month situation. You know, and when we look at the trends we've been seeing is, you know, I mentioned the 2 months in 2011, but beyond that, if you take a look at what was going on in 2010, I think it's pretty positive because, you know, in 2008 and 2009, those 2 years combined had some, you know, very significant job losses for the state of Missouri. I think overall the state lost a little bit north of 101,000 jobs in those 2 years combined. In 2010, it's a year we looked like we kind of turned the corner because we finished the year for the first time in 3 years with a net gain in jobs at the end of the year. At the end of 2010, we had the state gaining 1,000 jobs overall. Again, a number we want to see much bigger as we go forward. But, you know, taking a look at the context of what we had of the job losses in 2008, 2009, 2010 was a year really we kind of turned the corner and started in a positive direction. And so we're very hopeful that 2011 is more of the same.
Did we ever officially hit 10%?
We never did. That's a good question. I think that I'd have to go back and look, because I know that each month as we made these reports, we were never at 10%. However, sometimes if you go back, you know, months later, there can be a revision on a given month, and I'd have to go back to see if we actually hit that figure. I don't think we did, but I don't know that for a fact. I need to go back and look. I know that pretty much every month, at least since January of 2009, I know that we've been in the ballpark of between 9.3 and 9.7 during the month we had these reports. I need to go back to see if there was a one given month somewhere that was, you know, kind of revised upward the rate that got to 10%, but I don't think so, but I have to go back and look.
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing one. Are you seeing, along with these new jobs that people are taking, are you seeing a decline in first-time applicants?
You know, I don't know that. I'd have to go check with the Department of Labor on that, because, you know, something else, you know, again, I keep coming back to the same theme. I don't want to repeat myself, but, you know, we take a look at trends. You know, I talked about how 2010 we finished with the positive number for the end of the year and a net gain of jobs the first time in 3 years, and I talked about also how thus far in 2011 we've seen, you know, two good months wrapped around a month where we had a lot of job losses and a lot of it attributed to the weather. I think what's important also, another great, indication where our economy is going is if you look at the year 2010, Missouri's exports were up 35% over the previous year. It was around $13 billion. So I think that's a very positive for the economy as well. I mean, we had 2 years where, as we had the job losses of the state, our exports were also nosediving. But then last year in 2010, we had a very significant turnaround there as well. So when you mirror that with, or you couple that with what's going on in some of the job numbers that we've seen here early in 2010, early 2011, and also for all of 2010, it all, you know, tends to look like things are going in the positive direction.
And we look at our tax collections, too, and that's another indication that people have money to spend, and they are starting to spend it a little bit. So that means there's got to be jobs out there, and money generates jobs.
And that's correct. I know the Office of Administration, that their reports is some of the money flowing of the tax coffers has been increasing. Revenue is up for the state. You take that, you match that with our exports, and are going in the right direction, up 35% in 2010, and then these job numbers. So again, we're hopeful. We keep looking for these positive trends, and we hope it continues.